USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Violence between Iranian security forces and Iranian protesters angry over the death of a 22-year-old woman in police custody has resulted in at least 9 people being killed since the violence erupted over the weekend. Mahsa Amini was arrested and ultimately died because of a headscarf. President Biden declared the United Nations on Wednesday that Russia has shamelessly violated the core tenets of the international body with its war in Ukraine. He then asked nations around the globe to stand firm in backing the Ukrainian resistance. Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, agreed to be questioned by the mostly partisan January 6 committee. On Wednesday, the Fed raised the interest rates for the 5th time this year by another 0.75 percentage point. Powell also warned America the red-hot inflation will be with us for years.
FOMC participants have marked down their projections for economic activity, with the median projection for real GDP growth standing at just 0.2% this year and 1.2% next year.
The Australian Broadcasting Corporation is reporting 230 whales were found washed up on Tasmania's west coast early Wednesday, and only 35 remained alive as waves took their toll on the animals. This is the second mass whale stranding in 2 days. President Biden announced a major disaster declaration for Puerto Rico and ordered federal aid to assist with recovery efforts in areas affected by deadly Hurricane Fiona. At this hour, 1,033,000 homes on the island are without power. NASA's Artemis 1 rocket passed a critical fueling test Wednesday, potentially keeping it on track for a planned September 27th liftoff to lunar orbit in the unmanned mission. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
A gauge of future U.S. economic activity declined for a 6th straight month in August, potentially signaling a deepening recession after the interest rate hikes continue to weaken America's economy. The Conference Board said on Thursday its leading economic index fell 0.3% last month after decreasing 0.5% in July. The Conference Board projects things will get worse before they get better. Over 1,300 people have been detained for holding protests on Wednesday against Russian President Vladimir Putin's partial mobilization of reservists for the invasion of Ukraine. That's according to a human rights organization that monitors political persecution in Russia. Constitutional lawyer Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax Wednesday said that New York Attorney General Democrat Letitia James' lawsuit against President Trump is not a strong case, and noted Ms. James campaigned on getting Trump.
This is not a strong case. Let me tell you why. Why haven't the banks sued him? They have just as good auditors, just as good ability to value them. Now, can't the bank go and do their own assessment? Why does the attorney general have to help one of the largest banks in the world do its due diligence and do its business?
The James Webb Space Telescope, checking out our home solar system, captured an image of Neptune and its delicate dusty rings in detail not seen in decades. Yep, Neptune has rings too. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.